Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jalen Brunson is putting together an all-NBA type of season. Not only did he make his first All-Star game this year, but he's also turning the New York Knicks into contenders right before our eyes. And I'm not the only one who noticed this. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, he noticed it too. And he made some shocking comments about Brunson and his impact for New York. We're going to break down exactly what he said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Adrian Wojnarowski makes some shocking comments about Jalen Brunson and his impact for the New York Knicks. Now, I think it's pretty clear. As soon as Jalen Brunson stepped foot in New York, things started to look different, especially at the point guard position. Once we gained stability there, the Knicks started to look like a different team. Things started to click a little bit more. Things started to gel a little bit more. And year two of Jalen Brunson has only solidified that point. He looks better than he did last year. Footwork, better than it was last year. Assists, better than it was last year. Three-point percentage and the way he shoots it and the confidence level, better than it was last year. But even me, I didn't expect Adrian Wojnarowski to say the following about Jalen Brunson and his impact for New York. According to Woj, outside of LeBron James and Kevin Durant, Jalen Brunson has been the most impactful free agent maybe in the last decade. He's pulled this entire organization that had been rudderless for years together. He's as good of a leader, as good of a locker room character guy as there is in the NBA. And he's taken his game to places that I don't even think the Knicks expected. What he's done is remarkable. The most impactful free agent signing in the last decade, according to Woj, is Jalen Brunson. Shocking? Yeah. Surprising? Yeah. Am I out of my mind with happiness right now? Absolutely. Hearing that about a Knicks player, about Jalen Brunson, our point guard, somebody that I have so much respect for. Not only is he humble, but he's confident. He walks with confidence, but when he speaks, he's absolutely humble. That's what you want in a leader. Woj said it himself. You can't find a better locker room guy, a better character guy, a better leader in the locker room than Jalen Brunson is. That is a massive statement coming from Adrian Wojnarowski, somebody who covers the entire league, covers LeBron, covers Kevin Durant, covers Giannis, and he's saying this about Jalen Brunson. I'm absolutely shocked. But one of the things he mentioned, and one of the things I have to say again, Jalen Brunson and his game has gone to places that I don't even think the Knicks expected. That is 100% true. When Jalen first joined the New York Knicks, I knew he was going to be good. I knew he was going to be good because I saw him play with Dallas. And that series in Dallas told me a lot. It told me enough to know that he could run his own team. But I didn't think he could do this with his own team. Averaging career highs. Not to mention, over the last couple of games, he's been averaging 35.7 points, 5 assists on 54.3% shooting. And that was good enough to win him Eastern Conference Player of the Week award. And the Knicks through that stretch went 3-0. However, the Knicks just beat the Warriors. Jalen dropped 34 points in that game, and now the Knicks are 4-0 over this stretch. Jalen Brunson is just insane. I don't know what he's done to his game from year to year, but from Dallas to New York that first year, huge improvement. And now year one of Jalen compared to year two of Jalen, what a massive difference. He looks like a better player in every aspect of his game. Three-point shooting, he's better at that. Mid-range shooting, he's better at that. Taking people off the dribble, he's better at that. Dealing with double teams, he's better at that. Do you guys remember last year when he started seeing double teams a lot more and he didn't really know how to deal with them? He got trapped by them a lot. This year, what is he doing? He's passing out of double teams, or he's splitting double teams and going to the basket, or he's taking contact and getting to the line, or he's making sure he's making the right play, the right pass in that moment to make sure the Knicks have the best chance to convert on some points. That's what Jalen Brunson has been doing this year, and because of that, it's led to him having all of this success. It's led to the Knicks having all of this success. And honestly, it's the only way to explain how the Knicks have been able to float by without Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, or OG Anunoby playing in significant games for them. The Knicks are winning games against...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Playoff-caliber teams, teams that have won championships in the past, the Knicks are beating those teams while missing key players. There is no other way to explain it besides Jalen Brunson, his improvement, his dominance, and his confidence in this league. And you can see it each and every time he touches the ball. It feels like it's going to go in. It feels like he's going to do something impactful, because that's who Jalen Brunson has been for this Knicks team all season long. Also, another good thing to point out here, and shout out to the account on the app X called Brunson Muse for giving us the following information. Only players with three Player of the Week awards this season: Luka Doncic, Joel Embiid, and now Jalen Brunson. You may not want to call him a superstar, but I've said it since the beginning of the season. Jalen Brunson is knocking on that door of superstardom, and now he is in a list with Luka and Joel Embiid. Those two players individually, you would call them MVP type of players. You would call them superstars. You would call them all-stars, without a doubt. Jalen Brunson fits that category now. Maybe he has to do a couple of more things, especially in the postseason, for you to call him that superstar. But for me, he has achieved superstar status. He is continuing to do so this season. And each and every game, he reminds you why he is one of the best point guards in the entire NBA. And let's break down just how Jalen Brunson is doing this for the New York Knicks, because he's doing it in a multitude of ways. But for me, one of the main things Jalen Brunson is showing us this year is his angles and the way he looks at them and the way he reads them. The way Jalen Brunson watches basketball or sees basketball has to be different from anybody else, because sometimes he finds angles, he finds lanes that I didn't even know existed. I don't know how he can see that. I'm looking sometimes at Jalen, and he's going into the paint with that magical footwork. He's finding an opening, and he's finishing. And I'm finding myself looking at the TV and then thinking to myself, how is he doing this? How did he see that? How did he find that lane to finish? It's just phenomenal. That's one part of it. The other part is the way he's dealing with double teams. I said it earlier. If Jalen sees that double team, he's either going to try to pass out of it, he's going to try to split it, take contact and go to the line, or he's going to try to make the best read given the players that are on him. Because not every double team is built the same way. It always depends on who's guarding you and who's forming that double. If those players are weak, Jalen's likely going to take them off the dribble or make sure he splits them and goes to the rim. And we've seen him do that. We've also seen him do it another way when he's been doubled by better players that have a little bit more length on him. He's passing out of it, finding players on the wing or the perimeter and making sure they're open and they're getting a shot. And Brunson's doing this while being the point guard for the New York Knicks and running everything Tom Thibodeau wants him to run. But there's another reason Jalen is so good this year, and even more so this year than last year or even when he was with Dallas. He has improved on something that I think is a game changer for him. It's the way he controls his pace. He never rushes. He never, ever rushes. You can send doubles to him, triples to him, the best defender on him. It doesn't matter. He will not rush. He will not increase his speed. He will play at his own pace each and every night, each and every possession, no matter what. If he wants to go quick, he's going to go quick. He wants to go slow, he's going to slow it down. He wants to go fast then slow, he's going to do that. But the way he does it and the way he controls it, that plus his footwork is almost unguardable. It's almost unstoppable. You pair that with pick and roll, Jalen is out of his mind right now. And even though I was a little bit shocked and surprised by Adrian Wojnarowski's comments about Brunson and him saying that Brunson has been the most impactful free agent maybe in the last decade, I can't lie. Those comments, these words, made me feel real good as a Knicks fan. And hearing Woj be the one to say it put a little bit more of a cherry on top. Because if you're following ESPN, you're following all the people they have over there and all the people that cover sports over there. For me, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, Brian Windhorst, Zach Lowe, they're some of my favorite ESPN personalities to cover the New York Knicks, but also to cover basketball in general. Because in my opinion, I feel they do a very good job at it. But either way, it seems like comments about Jalen Brunson, his performances, how good he's been, they're starting to become normal. Because if you turn on ESPN or any of these news outlets, you're going to see stories about Jalen Brunson, the New York Knicks, and how good, how impactful, how phenomenal Jalen Brunson has been this year. So it seems like this is normal conversation now to talk about Jalen Brunson with all of these superstars. But if it's normal conversation to talk about Jalen with all of these guys, then it should start to be normal to call Jalen Brunson part of that club, part of that superstar club. Now, I know some of you guys still need to wait. You still need to watch what he does in the postseason and still need more confirmation. That's fine if you do. I'm sure that Jalen Brunson will show you that and more come the postseason. But until then, enjoy the ride, because during this regular season, he has been putting on a show, masterclass, and that footwork has been one of the main reasons why. He has been out of this world with his play, doing things that we haven't seen in years, and I can't wait to see what the next record Jalen Brunson breaks is, because honestly, it could happen any day. Given how Jalen Brunson has been playing lately, you never know. Maybe next game, he breaks another record for the Knicks. It would not surprise me. Jalen, keep doing what you're doing, because for New York, you have been putting on a show, and all of us in New York not only love it, but respect it and understand what you're trying to do. And we absolutely love it. But what about you guys? What do you think about Adrian Wojnarowski and these massive comments he just made about Jalen Brunson and his impact for New York? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.